Hey, this is Tom Deanhart, coming to you on another hot day here in West Lafayette. Sunny Saturday, scrimmage number one for Purdue Training Camp 2019 is in the books. Purdue went about 3 hours today. Just want to give you five quick thoughts after talking to Jeff Brohm. Per usual, this edition of Golden Black Radio Express is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Item number one, you know, needless to say, Jeff Brohm was not pleased with the offense in particular. Could sense his frustration talking about the offensive line. You know, hey, we all knew that was going to be an issue when camp opened back on August 1st, but it remains very much a work in progress. So all I'm going to say is stay tuned as they try to sort this thing out. Item number two, Rondale Moore, sensational sophomore Rondale Moore. He was suited up, but Brohm said he did not have any contact today. You know, Moore's been nursing a nagging injury. I've been told, you know, if they had a game tomorrow, Moore would play. But at this point, seeing how it's August 10th, you know, Purdue's not going to take any chances and risk further injury. And also David Bell, the freshman wide receiver, you know, he did not take part in the scrimmage today. He's missed essentially all of training camp. Hamstring issue that he'd arrived with on campus this summer. You know, Bell is, you know, like I said, sort of falling behind the eight ball, I would think. Really getting no reps of any meetings so far. So David Bell remains a work in progress, and we're still waiting to get a real good look at him. Item number three, Jeff Brohm talked about the defensive depth and how it has improved for this team. And that's a good sign given how the offense has struggled. The defense, who knows, may have to carry this program early on in 2019. Again, Brohm says they have more players who they feel comfortable playing from front to back. So that's a good thing because that's a defense that really took its lumps last year and needs to improve. Item four, you know, not only was Brohm critical of the offensive line, but also was critical of his quarterback play and his running back play as well. And he seemed to insinuate the quarterbacks didn't make, you know, decisions. Even when the pocket's breaking down, you know, they still have to be productive and find ways to make plays because you're not going to work in an unfettered environment too often when you're a quarterback. And the running backs, you know, he said there wasn't one of their better days. Didn't really elaborate. Mentioned how the lead blocking was subpar. So, again, that's a position I think they really have something to prove. And lastly, you know, item four, you know, when asking Jeff Brohm, who did look good on offense today, he really paused for a long time and had to think. He did mention two names, tight end Bryson Hopkins, freshman wide receiver Milton Wright, who continues to impress. He's definitely going to be on the field this year. Brohm also still thinks both those running backs, Dejon Hewitt and King DeRue have a chance to play this year as well. No real shock. The tight ends, you know, Garrett Miller, Kyle Bilodeau, stay tuned. You get the feeling that the playbook may be too much for them to digest in 1 year. Plus, Purdue may not need them. So, again, talented guys, but we'll see if they get on the field in a significant manner this fall. That's it. Scrimmage number one's in the books. Again, it was a close scrimmage. We could not watch. Nobody in the public could, so I had to rely on Brohm's word afterward. Purdue will resume practice Monday. Practices now will be closed to everybody moving forward. And Purdue will scrimmage again next Saturday, scrimmage number two. Classes start August 19th. This edition of Golden Black Radio Express brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Hey, always appreciate everybody listening and everybody reading. Take care.